Hello, everyone. Good evening. I'm looking for 20 brave hearts, 20 people that want to be very much involved in what happens here tonight. And if you want to be very much involved in what's happening tonight, as a change of pace, now we normally, it's not a change of pace to pass the offering plate, except this time you get to take something out. So if you want to be a part of what's going on here tonight, I need 20. And by the way, for those of you that think you're going to sit back, I have something very special for all of you that do not take a piece of paper out. So the first 20 get a piece of paper. Don't look at it yet. Don't look at it yet. No, you can't look at them. Yep. There's two left. There we go. There we come. Okay, by now many of you have looked at it, and that's okay if you want to look at it. Tonight we are going to do, it's just a different type of service. We've done this, this will be the third time in about 2.5 years, and so it's been a while. So people had said, when are we going to do it again? And tonight just felt right to me coming off of vacation, and somehow you'd come back, and you're never rested when you get back off vacation. But anyway, I typically enjoy these services anyway, and I know that at least a few of you do because you've asked about it here recently. So whatever it is, and there is no trading, because somehow the Spirit of God wanted you to get that piece of paper that you selected. I don't understand it. God works in mysterious ways. Whatever it is on there, I will at different times call you up to be a part of the service and for you to share whatever it is you drew out of the offering plate. We do also have special music tonight, and we are going to work that in. And for those of you that did not want to come up and grab a piece of paper, I still have something special for you at the end of the service. So I didn't want anybody, in fact, that'll be for everybody here. Even those in the balcony that didn't make the trip down here, I have something for everyone. All right, so I'm giving the people that have to start, which is read your favorite psalm or part thereof and tell us what's your favorite psalm and read your favorite passage of scripture. I'm giving you just a little bit of time to come up with that. So you be thinking about what you want to share. But before we get into the service, I do have an announcement to make about Joey's sister Lynn's funeral arrangements. And the visitation and showing will be tomorrow night from 6 to 8 o'clock in Atlanta. And then the funeral is going to be Tuesday afternoon at 3 o'clock, and that will be here at the church. They needed a little bigger church than where she was attending, and so Joey asked if they could have it here. So the funeral will be here at 3 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon. And obviously keep the family very much in your prayers as they go through the next couple of days. All right, any other announcements before we begin? Yes. He was not mentioned this morning. I heard someone on the way out tell me that they thought that he was, I purposely didn't put that on because I'm not going to be talking much.
Well, if you walk out of the podium, we need to hear you because this is on the website.
Okay. Anyway, on the way out, somebody said that mentioned that they thought he was in the hospital, but that's all they said. No, I had not heard that. Had not heard that aspect of it. Okay. No, I had not. All I got was that at the very end of the service this morning, they simply said he was in the hospital. Is what they had heard. So, okay. All right. Anything else? All right. To get us started tonight, I felt like Scripture would be the best way to start. And so I've asked whoever has read your favorite psalm, and you can read, obviously, if it's the 119, you might want to just pick a segment of it. But if you want to read the entire psalm, that's fine. But why it has always spoke to you. And then following that, someone come up and read your favorite passage of Scripture, one of those Scriptures that you often have turned to in your journey of following the Lord. So whoever has those two, why don't you both go and make your way up to the pulpit. Okay, that works.
Could do just a double, because my favorite scripture is in Psalms. In fact, it's one that Dr. Walls used this morning, and mine is Psalms 121, 1 and 2. I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from which comes my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. And I look to that scripture a lot. And it means a lot to me.
One of my favorite parts, verses in Psalms comes from Psalms 19, verse 14. It's our Epworth League invocation, and it says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." That particular verse has stuck with me because as growing up as a young person in this church, we always repeated that whenever we had Epworth Lee. I've often looked back over my life, and I see that the time that I spent not only in the other church activities but the league activities and the folks that worked in league when I was small or younger had a great influence on my life. And I'm very fond of those days and that time in my life because it really helped form who I am today. And so I'm very appreciative. And every time I get a chance to go to league, many of you know I religiously go to district league just to be part of with the young people and support them. But that verse has always stuck with me as one that I've carried with me because it was something that I committed to memory, and I've been able to keep it in my mind and my heart because it reminds me of my younger days in Epworth League here at this church.
Read it again for us.
Psalm 19:14. "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer."
Amen. And whoever has the opening prayer, if you would lead us to the God's throne. You? Sure. I would have said from back there, but they're taping this, so.
Oh, thanks.
I thought I'd share that with you.
That.
I just thought I'd share that with you.
Appreciate that. All right, bow our heads. Lord God, thank you for this day. Bless this week. Open our minds and our hearts to this service so that we may hear the words that we need to hear. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. And now we have special music by some Knowlton grandchildren, I believe is how they were going to be introduced. So if they would come at this time. And whoever has lead congregational song number one, you might as well make your way on up here as well.
Sing it if you don't mind listening. want to go. Somewhere in the bingo, could they written up bow and then a fun name?
First John 4:19. We love because he first loved us.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. Oh, Jesus, oh, how I love Jesus, so how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me.
Y'all can stand, page 202. Amazing Grace, first, second, and fourth verse. And whoever has lead congregational song number two, why don't you come on up?
Looking for blessed assurance.
Sure. Blessed assurance, Ashley. Do you know what that is? Three 45.
Okay, we wonder sometimes why we can't get any men in the choir and why we can't get younger people to sing. And a lot of times it's because we're standing out there like this. And so we're not setting a good example. And so if we do have the blessed assurance, we should be willing to sing. So we're going to sing Blessed Assurance 345. We had a really good weekend this weekend with the kids, and PK did a great job. You could tell he put a lot of preparation into it, and it was stay focused on God, and he talked about how so many things in life can distract us and how we had to give those things to the Lord and stay in his word. And we watched today as part of our service, Billy Graham's focus this year was on heaven, and we watched that DVD, and we had many kids that responded, some first-time salvations and a good many rededications. And so it was just, I always enjoy going down there. You don't get a lot of sleep, and I was smart. I didn't play the sports this time. Last time I threw my back out, I went fishing instead. So some of the guys and I fished with hot dogs. So we had a great time, though, and it really is a special time for those kids. They really do love it, and it's time for them to stay focused, and they have their Bible studies each and every day, so it really is a blessing to be a part of it.
Thank you, Frankie. And now it's getting close to Thanksgiving, and one of you has share why you're thankful. We're getting just kind of this is kind of like a primer. We're going to have, of course, our Thanks Day service, so this is kind of a primer to get somebody going. So who has share why you're thankful? There we go. You can if you'll let me bring you the mic. It's number 8, Mike.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Well, one thing I'm thankful for is that we have a beautiful place to come and worship the Lord. I mean, a lot of people can't say that. And there's a lot of things to be thankful for, but that's one thing I'm thankful for.
All right, thank you. You can just set it down there, and you know that is true. We often take for granted the beauty of what we have here. And now you don't have to have beauty to be able to worship the Lord. I've worshiped the Lord in block huts and old concrete benches. But I got to tell you, sometimes when I just come in here during the week and I just sit usually on the front seat there, or sometimes I kneel, but I'll just sit there and I look around, and just being in here brings God closer. And so I too am thankful for a beautiful place to be with the Lord. All right, and someone else has, share who has helped you understand faith, maybe when you were a child. Who really helped you understand what it meant to be a person of faith?
It's kind of amazing because our Sunday school lesson this morning was about faith, and the thing that it stressed was God's not about faith. He's totally faith. Everything is faith with God, not just part of it. And growing up, one Christmas, we were out here, and my mom cleaned a church, and we were always out here doing something. I didn't help. I was probably more of a nuisance than they actually helped him. But they were putting up the manger scene out front, and Reverend Wentling was out there working, and he had his little plumb line. And I was a kid, I had to be. When you came, Dick, I was 12, I believe, I was younger than 12. And his little plumb line, I'd never seen such a thing or heard of such a thing, but he says, you can hold this and it'll always put you straight down to the ground, very vertical. And he described to me what vertical was. And he says, it'll always do it. And he went on and explained a little bit about gravity and how it pulls it. He says, and that's how God is. He's always there. He's always the same. And you just have faith in him. And that was a lesson learned as a youth. And I never forget it. In fact, I remember it every time I seen the manger scene.
Wow. That's right. You've got to be, you've got to feel very happy tonight, Miss Gladys. Amen. And it is kind of neat, those little stories that probably no one would have, you know, didn't know about. And I think if we all, we probably each have those people in our lives that, you know, I doubt he was really trying to teach you a big Bible lesson that day, but it stuck with you forever. You never know, folks, when you're spending time with someone, what's going to stick. Hey, let's sing some more. We got some more special music tonight. We got a quartet here tonight, and it's quartet number one. And if the quartet would make its way on up here, and we'll get you all mic'd up if we need to. That's right, Miss Sarah. Would you come play? So, yeah.
I'm gonna stand way over here.
You can use the one mic, but you all got to stand in tight.
297, I guess. Eh?
How many verses are we singing? What verses? How many verses? Huh? Two verses? One verse? The chorus?
For time's sake, is it one
chorus.
Verse?
The chorus is good. One verse. That's fine. Just
one. I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story because I know it's true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. 'Twill
I think they cut it off a little short for us. Doesn't it look different from up here? For those of you that have already been up here looking out there, doesn't it look different when you're on this end? All right. So just remember that for Sunday for me. Say, oh yeah, I remember what that looked like. I want to. All right. I think it is good that we pause and we pray again. And someone has a slip of paper simply says, pray for the church. One of the great blessings we have is being a part of the church. And so, Brother Randy, pray for the church. You can if you let me bring you the microphone.
I'm loud enough.
All right, he's loud enough. Hey, you guys? All right, that'll work. Amen. Amen. And now our second quartet is here. If you guys would make your way up here to sing for us tonight. We did a double dip on the Trey and Mary family, didn't we? But you didn't. That's right. The Lord had other plans.
Ashley, you can help us from there. Sing along with us. Verse 1
and
3.
And so can y'all, for that matter.
Play a few verses and let's see how it sounds.
Oh, you don't know?
I don't know. I've heard it, but I can't sing it even good with the congregation.
You want me to play through it right now?
Yes. Yeah, play through it.
That was one of those youth group songs when I was growing up that I remember singing on the way back from several of our conferences. And anyway, always touches a chord. Someone has picked a person here tonight and simply share how that they've touched your life along the way.
I could pick many people here that have touched my life, and it said that they had to be here. And when I started thinking about this, they were in here, so I can still use them, I think. The person who's touched my life most recently is Ann Grace Knowlton. She is such a sweet little girl. She has such a pure, sweet love for Jesus. And I really count it a privilege to be able to be her Sunday school teacher, and I hope that I'm making a difference in her life as well. And just how that she wants everybody to know about Jesus. When we did the collection for the Bibles this summer, how she wanted little children to be able to have Bibles in their schools. And I've seen children without Bibles, even when we were in Honduras, how much they hunger for the Word. That really touched my heart that she, at such a young age, has such a love for Jesus. And I hope she always keeps that. And I hope that we as a church can always remember and go back to the pure, sweet love that Jesus has given us, and that we can share that with others the way that Ann Grace does. She is such a joy to have in my Sunday school class. She's always eager and anxious to learn. She always raises her hand, and she's a wonderful reader. But I hope that she never, ever loses that pure love that she has for Jesus. And what an example that she is for me.
Amen. Amen. And now there's one out there that says, if someone were to come up and ask you, why are you a Christian, and why should I be a Christian? What would you say? And I suspect you've answered that question before.
If you were here when I was pastor, you probably have heard this several times. Carol and I were raised in a very liberal church. It was the Uptown Church. Edward, you mentioned about a beautiful building. We had one too. And the stained glass windows were, I think, on some historical society something. They're very special. It's beautiful. But there was no gospel preached whatsoever. As I say, we were the Uptown Church. We were almost an Anglican church where everything was read. There was no real call of repentance or really preaching the gospel. One summer, we had a youth pastor to come in. It's irrelevant, but he was Baptist. And I think his name was Hal Lane. In fact, I think he became president of the South Carolina Baptist Association, if I remember correctly. But Hal brought something in there that we had never seen before, like It Only Takes a Spark. We'd never heard those songs, or Kumbaya. I never heard, those kind of campfire songs. And he was big into prophecy. He was big into the rapture. And about not getting left. When you're a 16-year-old kid, 15-year-old kid, and I remember my dad was very sick at that time, and he was in Trident Hospital. And our pastor came to, because Hal had challenged me about my faith. And indeed, I gave my heart to Jesus. But our pastor came to see my dad down at Trident, and I said, I wish you would talk to him about his salvation. And he laughed. I mean, he literally kind of snickered and said, Billy, the Bible says Jesus died for all men, right? Yes, sir, period. That's it. Everybody's saved. You've heard of universalism? He said it. And for a while, for a 16-year-old kid, that sounded pretty good. Just live like you want to. Do what you want to, because you're going to the same heaven as everybody else. Why am I a Christian? I saw that our church was no different than anybody else as far as the world. I saw that our youth center was nothing more than a bar without the alcohol, except the alcohol was in the car. We had dances that were just as what it was. And our church was at, it made no difference. We had a beautiful church, absolutely gorgeous. But I saw no spiritual value whatsoever. And I'm not saying everybody was lost there. I'm just saying it never was preached there, not my years there. And so why am I a Christian? Because I saw people's lives changed that summer and in other churches as well. I saw the real difference that it made when people gave their heart to Jesus. And I know what it is to have a changed heart and a changed attitude where ambitions change and attitudes change. And it's all by God's grace. He's very good. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Billy.
And it's my prayer that every single one of us will be asked that question this week. And may we be ready, Spirit-led, to answer it. Why should I be a Christian? All right, I know that not everyone got a piece of paper because we just simply didn't have enough tonight. I'm gonna throw two wild cards in. I've got something in store for those that don't do anything even here. But if you're here and didn't get a paper, but you wanted a paper, now is your time. I'm going to say anything that you've heard and you want to say, hey, that's the one I would have wanted, you can stand up and do it. And if you don't do that, then I'll do the special thing for the rest of us. So anybody want to take a shot at the wild card tonight? All right. In other words, if you did not get a piece of paper out of the offering plate, I need you to come and stand in the altar area, please. Bring a songbook. Bring a songbook. Just stand in there. You can come in the front and front of the altar area. Come on down if you didn't get a piece of paper. And tonight you are going to be our choir. We've had quartets, and so tonight you get to be the choir. And Dr. Blank, you need to lead them in 349. 349. They still could, huh? Huh? Yes, the people on the balcony, come on down. Yes. Come on down. You. You can stand here, that's right. $3.49. You got to do at least two or three. It's a good song. One, two, and five. $3.49. Thank you very much, choir. I just got to tell you, I love having a choir. Wish we had it every week. So thank you, choir. Well, there's really only one slip of paper left, and I want to say thank you for everybody that has participated so fully in the service tonight. Isn't it nice when we all just kind of blend together and become a part of what God's doing? And so someone has the closing prayer, and I wondered why you didn't come up to sing, and now I know. So, Laura, why don't you lead us in our closing prayer for tonight, and after that, we will be dismissed.
Let's pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, what a blessing this service was tonight, Lord. It's always refreshing to be in your house, Lord, in a body of believers. Lord, I thank you for each of those that are here. I thank you for your leading in their life to bring them to this place tonight. I thank you for their vulnerability to open up and just do whatever it said on the slip of paper, Lord. It's always a little nerve-wracking, Lord, but it's always a blessing. We just love you, Lord. We thank you for this church. I thank you for the people here that are like family to me. Lord, I pray that as we go out this week, that your Holy Spirit would just rain down on us, Lord, that you would seep out of our pores to all we come in contact with, Lord, that we would not hide our light in this community, at our jobs, even at home with our children, Lord, as sometimes the public doesn't see us there, but you see, Father, how we treat our children, Lord, and we just love you, and we praise you for your grace you extend to us. Lord, we pray for Dr. Walls, Lord, as he goes throughout this week, he and Ms. Teresa, we thank you for their servant leadership to our church. We love you, Father, and we give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a great week.